navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
First of all, as always, I want to give my pitch for why you should join the Academy if you're not a member already. This is part five. If you joined me starting back in January of this year, back when it was cold in winter, and you've gone all the way through that, now we're meeting at part five and you're not a member yet, come on, join the program. You'll get a discount. Michelle will make you a good deal, and you get all kinds of benefits, including online access to all the prior CLEs that have been recorded, including all of my CLEs that I've been doing for many, many years with the Academy. So if you missed any of part one through now, part one, two, three, or four of this series, you can catch up on the Academy's website if you're a member. You can also catch it on my podcast, The Mentor ESQ, which is on all podcast platforms, or you can see it and listen to it and get the materials at thementoresq.com. So that would get you up to speed with where we are today. Today's topic, part five, we got one more after this next month, but we're almost there. And we have moved from the beginning of looking into this case, and now we're right up to the point where summary judgment motions have been decided, likely in nobody's favor, and you're getting ready for trial. You've been given a trial date, or you have reason to believe the trial will be coming up maybe in the next few weeks, maybe in the next few months, and you need to gear up. You need to get ready. And that's what we're going to talk about today, gearing up for trial in a medical malpractice case. There are a lot of similarities in gearing up for a trial in any case. And I would encourage you, you saw my sponsor ad for the book that's on Amazon now. There's all kinds of information in there on how to prepare for trial. So I encourage you to take a look at that. Today, we're going to talk specifically about those unique factors when gearing up for a medical malpractice trial. I asked Michelle if she could throw up, if you do it now, Michelle, a brief just survey. I'm curious of the 440